This is KPTZ, 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, September 2nd, 2022. Volunteers get a lot done in this community. Two recent amazing examples of what volunteers can accomplish include a playground in Chimicum and a rehabbed bus barn in Quilcene. In early August, more than 40 volunteers began work on a worn-out bus barn on school property in Quilcene that was scheduled to be demolished. But instead of tearing it down, they rebuilt it as a new outdoor learning center and added a tree-lined walkway from the bus stop to the school's front door. Count Me In Quilcene got together with the school district to give students a lift and a gift after the spring school levy failed. School Superintendent Frank Redman told the Peninsula Daily News, "The all-volunteer support for this project has been amazing. We've had dozens of pro bono hours from big-name architects and project managers, and a long list of suppliers donating materials, over 100 students and community members shoveling dirt and swinging hammers. There are still a few things to do, and when things settle down during the school year, students plan to design and paint a mural on the walls of their new school addition." According to the Leader, close to 50 volunteers worked all day at H.J. Carroll Park in Chimicum on a recent Friday to assemble state-of-the-art playground equipment on foundations that were previously constructed. The Jefferson Universal Movement Playground, called JUMP, is designed with multi-sensory experiences in mind, and there will be room for adults and mobility devices, as well as a serenity spot for kids to take time out. Children of all ages and abilities will find this playground quite special. JUMP's president, Sarah Grossman, remembers that the playground started with a bake sale and other small fundraisers 6 years ago, until the group got enough money to apply for a grant. Along the way, many local businesses have helped out in various ways. The playground will include the work of Rebecca Welty and Gunter Remnitas, local artists who will install sea-themed sculptures. The JUMP playground is scheduled to open at the end of September. On Tuesday, August 30th, at about 5:15, two women walking on San Juan Avenue at 37th Street heard two loud pops and then saw a deer lying on 37th Street, a dirt dead-end road. The deer was dying and soon died. It had been shot. This is in a part of town where children walk to Blue Heron School, and 37th Street is a popular place for neighbors to walk. A nearby neighbor, familiar with deer hunting, called Port Townsend police to report the shooting and was told that this was considered poaching and he should contact the state police, who told the caller to go ahead and harvest the deer, which was done. For many who live close by, the dead deer was not as worrying as the fact that an unidentified person in the neighborhood was using a gun powerful enough to kill a deer. A local resident went to the police department on Thursday to ask what the police could do and was told that an officer had been assigned to the case. Just to clarify, it is against the law to discharge a firearm inside city limits or to hunt any animal. As the country heads into Labor Day weekend, traffic is the number one concern. Ferries are going to be full and terminals will be crowded. The I-5 corridor and roads over the Cascades will be slow going, but you don't have to go too far from home to have a great weekend. Head for the Olympics or bike to Lake Crescent or hop on a boat. You can go to Gallery Walk on Saturday evening or the Little Porch Festival on Sunday afternoon, plus lots of other local events. Practice common sense on or in the water. If you're in a boat, wear a life jacket and use sun protection. Don't drive and drink. Don't text and drive. Don't harvest any shellfish. Don't look directly at the sun, but do look at the stars, and the moon will be there too. And that's it for today's news. 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Have a great and safe Labor Day weekend.